The first parak was telling us about the tremendous responsibility that it is on the next generation to bring out the future leaders, the future greats, the future goyim, tzaddikim, rabbonim, askonim, balei tztaka. It's you. It's you're the ones who are gonna. It's the people. Those people are in this room right now. And it's your responsibility to do that. And it's not just a waste of your own talent, but Klal Yisrael is kind of relying on that. And not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is relying on that. And there's a lot that's riding on your shoulders. As we start the beginning of the second parak, says the Heilige Piyasas, Es da'agoscha imcha anu doyagin. If it's a lot for you and you're worried and you feel like you're like feeling a certain amount of pressure, so we're with you. We're with you on this one. Es da'agoscha, you're worried. Imcha anu doyagim, we're worrying with you. Ve'es maso'acha hagadol, this huge burden. Mimcha, hagadol mimcha. It's too big for you to carry by yourself. Imcha anu lamasa, we'll carry it with you. You're like, how in the world am I going to do this? How in the world am I going to do this? We'll do it with you. Ve'ze tachlis divareinu, bekuntris zeh. That's the purpose of this sefer, of this, he calls it a kuntris. Im achtishma v'tirtza. All you have to do is listen. And all you have to do is want. If you listen, we'll help you out. We could give you some tips. We could be there for you. We could help you carry the burden. We'll do it together. You have to want help. You have to want to do this. You have to want to get there. Ishus gedoyla tala mimcha. We know the formula. We know how to get you there. You're going to become a great person. Mayanois toyoscha. Yafutsu, the wellsprings of your Torah will sprout forth. V'orcha, and your light. Yeminu smal yifroitz, your light will be shining, it'll be bursting out left and right. Asher lo shi'arta atov avosecha. You never imagined that you, your father, and your parents never imagined. No one ever imagined that you'd have that light, but it's there. And we can help you bring it out, we can help you reveal it. You just have to want, you have to be willing. Al teyotzev bochor Yisrael. Don't be be'atzvus. Atzvus is depression. Don't be depressed. Al yipol libcha bekir b'cha min ha'achrayuscha gadol. And don't let your heart fall from this crushing burden of responsibility that you have. Ki ho'atzvus midor rohi. Depression is a very bad midor. U'mekalkeles es ha'moyach v'alev. And it messes with the heart and it messes with the mind. It ruins it. And it gets a person's depressed. He doesn't know how to work. He doesn't perform. He doesn't accomplish. So don't be depressed. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, one of the things Rabbi Nachman was very, he was a person who spoke a lot about depression. So what's the opposite of being happy? It's not being sad. It's being depressed. Because a person can be happy and sad at the same time. You could be happy and sad. You could be happy about one thing and sad about something else. And they have both of those feelings at the same time. A person is depressed. He can't be happy. So depression is a dangerous, dangerous emotion. You have to be careful. So what do we want from you? We're putting all this pressure on top of you. We're putting all this responsibility. We're saying there's so much you have to accomplish. So what? Rakase zois, efoy. Hisgaber baboiker, lokum mimitoscha. Get up with strength in the morning from your bed. V'chashoy v'stamtzis devarenu ad koelach. Think about what we spoke about today. Think about the fact that there's a lot you have to accomplish. There's a lot that we expect of you, that you're an important person, and that there's greatness which is locked up inside of you that has to come out. Min achrayis hagdoyla sherelacha. You have responsibility. The future is riding on your shoulders. V'tidag. You should be worried. Avorak daigo v'loy atzvos. Worry, not depression. And now he gives a definition. Says the Heilige Rebbe. Atzvos shoyer v'misha iberes kol hainu l'mashal. Atzvos is someone who loses all of his money, Lamashal. He lost everything he has. A person can get depressed. He loses all his money. Misyayeshu. And gives up. V'otzev. And now he gets depressed. Daiga. What's worry? Worry is pumfakert almost. b'mishu yoideya shebemokum hazeh amok ba'adama oitzernit nimtza. He says he knows somewhere in his backyard, he knows somewhere close by that there's a treasure that's buried deep down. Doyeg hu avodosoy harabah. He's worried about that. He has to make sure that he's going to do all this work. Lachfor and dig down. Kokach ba'adama. He's got to dig and drill deep down into the ground until he finds it. He has to make sure he's digging in the right place. But the more he gets concerned about it, the more he's worried about it. The more he's going to work hard, the more focused, the more driven he's going to be. Yismach, he's going to be happy, he's excited. V'yavoid, ad sheyimtza es eitzori, he'll keep working until he finds the treasure. That's your emotion you should be having. There's a treasure. You've got it. It's here. It's still here. It's still here. I've said over many times from my neighbor, Avagoyin, Rabbi Yosef Efrati, the Rambam says, "Kolachan Yisrael Yochel Liyos Tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu." The Rambam brings this in Hilchas Tshuva. Every person can be a tzadik like Moshe Rabbeinu in Hilchas Tshuva. Why does he bring in Hilchas Tshuva for? What does that do in Hilchas Tshuva? Says Rabbi Efrati Shlita, because a person might think, okay, maybe if I would have grown up in Bnei Brak, I could have been Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe if I was better when I was in elementary school and in high school, maybe if I would have done a better job in the beginning of my year in yeshiva, maybe. But the Rambam says, Hilchas Tshuva now. Right now, you have to believe in yourself, you could be Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a treasure inside of you. You could be Moshe Rabbeinu. Chayiv, every person, Kol Echad Miyisrael, Yochel Yis Tzadik, every person in this room could be Moshe Rabbeinu. That's unbelievable. Now, it doesn't come easy. Don't think it comes easy. I heard from Meir Stern Shlita, Zolzayin Gesund. Someone brought his son to Rav Moshe Feinstein. By the way, by Rav Moshe Feinstein's Levaya, they said, Mi Moshe v'ad Moshe loikom ke Moshe. There hasn't been anyone like Rav Moshe Feinstein. Mi Moshe v'ad Moshe. Rav Moshe Feinstein was... I mean, read the book, my friends. It's unbelievable. It was the first Gedolim book I ever read. First book about a Gadol. And it blew me away. It's unbelievable. Rav Moshe Feinstein was... An American Gadol, unbelievable. Awesome book. Akoponim, someone brought their son to Rav Moshe Feinstein. I heard this story from other sources also, but I heard it from Meir Stern. That's a very reliable source because he doesn't tell over stories much unless he knows the story is accurate. Someone brought their son to Rav Moshe Feinstein for a bracha. He's a young boy. And he told him that the boy's Rebbe told him that if he keeps on going the way he's going, he's going to be the next Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now, you have to know something about Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was the sweetest, gentlest, nicest, I would even say cute. Rav Moshe was Zis. He was sweet. He was from the Lower East Side. I don't know if you know people from the Lower East Side. They're like, you know, he was just nice. Rav Moshe was... So he could say that type of thing to Rav Moshe. He said, asking the Rosh Hashiva to give my son a bracha. His Rebbe said, if he keeps going the way he's going, he's going to be the next Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Rav Moshe got serious. Nishta zoi leicht. Nishta zoi, it's not so easy. You think that you have your 8-year-old kid and he's like, he's a bright kid and he's learning well, he's going to be the next Rav Moshe. Nishta zoi leicht. It doesn't come so easy. When the Rambam says every person can be the next tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, it doesn't mean that it's just, let's sit around, we'll sip margaritas, and then we'll listen to Shir, and then we'll become the next... It's nishta zeilach, my friends. It's a lot of hard work. You got a lot of digging to do. There's a lot of digging, but deep down, there's a big, big treasure waiting for you. And if a person realizes that, so he's motivated by the belief that the Rambam is telling us. The Rambam says every person can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. By the way, you know where it says... Mi Moshe va'ad Moshe loikam ke Moshe. It says it on the Rambam's Tzion. It's said about the Rambam. It was only said three times. The Rambam, the Ramah, and Rav Moshe Feinstein. It just shows you how great Rav Moshe Feinstein was. I don't think it was said by anyone else. But these are people. The Rambam understands what it means. Yachal yos tzadik ke Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a lot of hard work. But Moshe Feinstein understands what it means. It's a lot of hard work. But it's there. The treasure is there. The person understands that there's a treasure there. So then he understands the achrayis, the responsibility. Klal Yisrael, imagine if everyone in this room became a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Imagine what Klal Yisrael would look like. Imagine how different it would be. Imagine how one person, one Rav Moshe Feinstein, living in the Lower East Side, the tremendous impact that he had on the world, the one Mi Moshe v'ad Moshe l'kom ke Moshe. Imagine if everyone here would dig deep and mamish give themselves over, because I want to bring out the greatness that's inside of me, and I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to drill down inside of my neshama to reveal that nitzutz of kedusha that's there, that greatness, and I won't stop until I do it. Imagine what Klal Yisrael would look like. That's the feeling a person's supposed to have, not depressed. I was thinking to myself a mashal. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a phenomenal matana, a nes. A matana, it's called Iron Dome, Kipata Barzel. It's a matana, I was just reading about it a little bit. Doesn't exist, this technology, anywhere else in the world. No one has it. Not America, not Russia, nobody. Israel's the only country that has this type of technology. Iron Dome. What a matana the Eibishter gave us. Now, I remember when they were first coming out with Iron Dome. I don't know if Rabbi Streicher remembers. They were ready more than once to scrap the project because it just wasn't working. It's a crazy concept to be able to intercept a missile. It's like, it's not a normal thing. It's a crazy concept. No one else has the technology. So they were ready to scrap it. It just wasn't working. It wasn't being effective. They were trying, they had all these trials. It's very, very, very expensive. But so they're ready to scrap it numerous times. They never thought it was going to be. It's ridiculously effective. It's not normal. It's not nishtzugleiben. It's unbelievable. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us this matana. The person that's manning the Iron Dome system. Iron Dome is it's missiles. You shoot missiles to intercept missiles. Someone's got to shoot it. There's a lot riding on his shoulders, right? There's a famous story, very famous story, about there was a missile that was heading towards the Azrieli Towers in Tel Aviv. Iron Dome missed. They missed. And they were done. They didn't have any time to shoot another missile. It was heading straight for Azrieli. It was going to be a disaster. Azrieli is Lahavdil Israel's World Trade Center. And all of a sudden, a gust of wind came and just blew the missile into the sea. I mean, Tel Aviv's on the water, right? It's a famous story that even the Yamach Shemam over there, the Arabs said that Hashem is protecting them. It was in the news. The Arabs said that God's, because they couldn't do anything. Even when Iron Dome missed, it wasn't happening. Today, there was a missile that fell, a direct hit in Kiryat Yarim, a direct hit on a building. There was no one in the building. I mean, these things are crazy. The stories are wild. To see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha is here. But someone that's manning the Iron Dome, he feels a lot of responsibility. Right? He's got a lot riding on his shoulders. He's not depressed. He's hyper-focused. He's super-driven. He's got to make sure he does this right. So we have to realize, my friends, that there is a tremendous amount riding on our shoulders, much more than on this Iron Dome, this whoever the chayal is who's sitting there, the computer geek who's sitting in front of his thing who's going to figure out when he's going to send out the missile. Much more. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave us the Iron Dome. And even if Iron Dome doesn't work, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will blow the missile into the sea. And that depends on us. We're the real engine to Iron Dome. It's clear. It's ridiculous. They're the only country in the entire world that has this technology. How did it happen? Technology which we were going to anyway throw in the garbage. And its accuracy is way more than they ever dreamed it would be. Way more. So what is this? This is purely HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, the security of the entire country is in our hands, in the hands of people like us. We have to understand that we feel that there's a responsibility on us. The protection of the entire country is in our hands. So we have to make sure that we can do what we need to do to become who we need to become under these types of circumstances. We have to step it up. Now, of course, it's important for us to stay normal, healthy, get depressed, bad. That's what the Yetzer Hara wants. He wants you to get depressed. Or, you know, get stressed out, also bad. The Yetzer Hara wants to do that also. We have to stay sane, but stay focused. You're sitting in front of the Iron Dome. You got your hands on the button. It all depends on you. You know, there's, you know, when you tell the person sitting in front of the Iron Dome that he's sitting in front of the Iron Dome, this all depends on you. No one says you're putting too much pressure on me. It's like, that's what it is, buddy. You got your hands on the gun, so it depends on you. So, boys, that's what it is. It depends on you. That's the reality. It's just what it is. And you got to face it. Now, we got to figure out how to be healthy in that situation, but we got to step up. We have to step up and realize that, you know, there's a lot riding on our shoulders right now. And Beis Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya, your Rebbeim are here to help you. They're here to guide you. They're here to carry the burden with you. Tachshoiv. Mina goydol ha'achrayis asher alecha. Think about the tremendous responsibility that's upon you. V'tidag, and be worried, concerned. U'mitoich dagos chazu. And from this daiga, taschil birchas ha'toira. A person should say birchas ha'toira. U'me'oimek libichod, tispala el Hashem, from the depths of your heart, daven ta'akodesh baruch hu. Harev no Hashem elokeinu. Es divrei soroscho bifinu. Hashem, make it sweet in my heart. Make it sweet in my mouth. Make the Torah sweet. I remember the first time I heard Rav Matisyo Salomon, the Helige Mashkiach from the Lakewood Yeshiva, Zolzayin Gesund. I remember the first time I heard him speak, it was Erev Shavuos. Mamish. It's right around now. Mamish. It was around, it was a good 25 years ago, Berech, 26 years ago. I heard the Mashkiach. He was saying, Aboisai, L'chvoid Shavuos. I'm asking you, make a Kabbalah. Say the Birchas HaTorah with Kavona. Dos it dos. Say Birchas HaTorah. Get up in the morning and say V'harev no Hashem Elokeinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu, make it sweet in my mouth. Make me enjoy my learning today. Make it Gishmak. Say the Brachas B'Kavona. Ki Be'emes Arevo Masukahi Torah. The Torah is so sweet. It's so delicious. Hoishieni. Save me, help me, shigam ani margish. Also, I will feel as noya misikuscha. I can taste the delicious sweetness of Torah. V'niya anachnu, and let us, kulanu yoidei shemecha, let us know your name. Loim dei soira secho lishma, learn your Torah with lishma. Rachim no alai Hashem, have mercy on me. Riboinoi shaloilam, sheezke, let me be zoiche. La'alois el asher roi nar Yisrael la'alos. Let me become what is befitting of me to become, what's appropriate for me. Lilmoin es toiras cholishma, let me learn the Torah lishma. V'ladas es shimcha Hashem. And through learning Torah, I get to know you. I'll know you. Your name means I'll understand your essence. HaKadosh, but the Torah is kulish. It's kulish meisa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way to get to know the Torah. It's to get to know Hashem is through the Torah. Shehi ha-madrega hachi gedoyla. It's the highest madrega possible. The ha-oysher hachi toiv. And the richness, the happiness that's the most possible. Bein bo'olam hazeh, bein bo'olam haba. You can't get happier than that. To be able to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umeyata. Betach ba'ashem. You davened. If you daven from the depths of your heart, you daven b'kavona. So then trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheshom es tefilascha. He heard your tefillah. V'yimale es hem yas libecha. And he will fulfill the yearnings of your heart. V'yoysif b'cha rotzoin la'toyroh. Uchukas anefesh al noyam toyer elyom, and he will add within you. He will give you another dose of ratzoin la Torah, of desire to learn Torah. Chuka is a yearning in your soul el noyam toyer that you want to get. You want to have the sweetness of the purity ha elyom ve al kedusha zavicha shebashamayim. You daven. Trust Hashem, he's going to listen to your tefillah. I heard from Rav Volbe. Zatzal, he was the Mashkiach in the Mir Yeshiva. And I saw it also afterwards brought down. Said for Rabbi Yonasan Eibitschitz, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. He says, any person that tells you that he was matzliach in learning and he didn't have kavana when he said Birchas HaTorah that morning is lying. It's lying. It's not possible. It's not possible. If we want to have atzlocha in learning, we need to say the Birchas HaTorah b'kavana. He's lying. If a person, you know, said the brachas and he's like, well, that was, I messed up on that one. You could say it again. You say it, not, you don't repeat the bracha, don't get me wrong. But by brachas shema, a person, we say, those are all tefillah on brachas HaTorah. A person can say the bracha before he opens up his, he goes into the base medrash, there's a bracha in your tongue. We say the bracha, that question shouldn't, gal einai be'abitun afloiz misorasecha, I shouldn't say alator, tamay v'atamay tor, v'yismach, b'chaveirai, a kid, so that whole tefillah that you have in the front of your Gemara. There's lots of opportunities. The most appropriate is the Berachas HaTorah. That's the one that's the bracha. But a person should daven to Hashem. When you daven to Hashem, you'll see Hatzlacha in your learning. Trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll make the learning gishmak. He'll make it enjoyable. Tismach. V'tischazik b'avoydoscha avodis HaKodesh. Be happy and be strong in your avoid of Hashem. Ubechol yoim gam es hadagan es keres leel tarchik milibcha. And as it goes on every day, so then that concern, that worry, it starts to like fade, because you're doing it. You're on. You got this. It's going. You're on the right path. You're moving. When a person feels like he's getting there, so then that daiga kind of like slowly starts to disappear. Avol gam b'chol ayoyim tizkor es tachlischo matarascho. But still, or every day, you have to remember what your purpose is. You have to remember what your matara, what your goals are. You have to remember what you came to this world for. You have to remember what you came to this country for. You have to remember what you came to this yeshiva for. Why are you here? What are we doing here? What was our purpose? What do we come for? What do we want to accomplish? Am I reaching my goals? If what I'm doing today is my plan for today going to get me closer to where I want to get to or not? A person has to constantly be reminding himself. He's got to keep his eye on the goal. Rak tizkor, but remember, not too much stress, not too much concern. Rak isha hoylech bederech. A person who's going. Umazkir atzmo kipam bepam. And he reminds himself every once in a while. Es hamokom asher olav alecha shamay. Which direction he's going? Is he going in the right direction? Leman lo yite ona ve'ona. In order, he shouldn't end up straying this way or that way. He might end up going off course. And sometimes we get caught up in things. We get distracted. And is that really getting me where I need to get to? Is this helping me? Es adover v'amatora asher olav lehashlim leman yochush v'lo yismameya. Then make sure he gets there and he doesn't falter. My friends, you have shown a tremendous amount of grit over the course of this year. It's been a challenging year. Endurance, discipline. It hasn't been an easy year. And you've shown that you're capable of doing a lot. So a person has to think to himself, for sure there are opportunities to wind down, to relax, to go out, to play ball. But a person has to think to himself, do I need this now to get to my goal? Am I being honest with myself that this is helping me? Or is this just a distraction? Is this just the Yetzirah dangling something in front of me? Because even something as innocent as playing ball can be the Yetzirah, because this is not the time or the place. Right now, I got something to do, and I don't need to relax. I can do this. You've shown you're strong. You're tough. So for sure, a person does need every once in a while, without a question. Someone came to Reb Shlomo Freifeld Zatzal and told him, Rebbe, I'm learning so much Ben Azmanim. He said, are you playing ball? He said, Rebbe, I'm learning. He said, I know you're learning, but are you playing ball? You gotta play ball, relax a little bit, take it easy. Ben Azmanim, you know? The person's got to unwind. But everything's got its place, everything's got its time. And right now, a person has to think to himself, and what I'm doing, whatever it is this something getting me to my goal? Do I need this? Is this helping me? Or is this just me, just, you know, it's just this weakness? Because you've got the strength. You've got it. You've shown yourselves. You've shown us what you're capable of. Now is a time to step up, my friends. Now is a time to be the best you can be. Beis Hashem, with Siyata Deshmaya, we're going to be Zoicha. Kodesh Baruch is going to send Nisim v'Neflois. We're going to Zoicha to see Erenu Neflois. We're going to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu's grace. We've been through a lot. We're prepared. We're tough and we're strong. But we're going to dig as deep as we can. We're going to go the extra mile, and Beis Hashem, and that's chus, we'll be zoicha to unleash a shefa of bracha, of rachamim, a shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, and we'll be zoicha, Beis Hashem, bekorov to Yeshua Hashem, beherifayim.